it's a Saturday. Sunny, hot. It's supposed to go up to 40 degrees Celsius. There's a heat warning. And I'm in downtown Toronto. And I don't live in Toronto, but I am in downtown Toronto for something. And I wanted a break, so I just started walking around. And I gotta tell you, I didn't realize how much life there is for people here. I mean, not with anything open. I'm talking, like, there's a lot of park space that you just don't realize. So there's people out doing a huge ass group boxing. And let me tell you, it's not real boxing, but boxing class. It's more like a cardio kickboxing kind of thing with a little bit more emphasis on actually doing push-ups and stuff like that. But my goodness, it was huge. There had to be 100 people out there. I don't know if they're members of this boxing club or what, but wow. And I'm going to tell you right now, anyone could have joined because it's an open space. They can't tell you not to. Anyone could have done it. Because the space that they were using, soccer players were also there. People were doing individual Muay Thai classes, you know, private lessons, that kind of thing. So, holy crap. And I mean, and then I walk a little bit further, and there's these, like, I don't know, 20 people doing some sort of dance exercise class or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, they're doing that. And then I go further down, and there's people doing salsa, and oh my gosh, like every available space in downtown Toronto, and I'm talking where the condos are, I'm not talking Yonge Street, they're using it. They're utilizing all of it. And they're either, you know, having like a picnic, you know, the couple or the family. They're using the little water park kind of thing, you know, where the water springs up or whatever for the kids. They're doing the salsa, they're doing the dance exercise, the boxing class, and as I said, it's more like a kickboxing. They're doing Muay Thai, which by the way was real Muay Thai, was good to see. They're doing basketball, they're doing soccer, they're, oh my gosh, there is so much going on in all the park space. And like I said, there's a ton of park space. So if you're ever thinking about moving into, you know, downtown Toronto, getting a condo, do it because there's so much to do. I mean, I'm an older person, so for me, maybe. But if you're in your 20s or 30s, man, do it. There's lots to do.